Hello.
Hi, Ashley. I'm so sorry. I couldn't
You
grab
don't
your
have to
call.
be.
I was in a meeting and then someone called me as I was coming out of the meeting. I was like, oh my gosh, I gotta call Ashley back. So
No,
now I'm
you're
free.
totally
Now I'm
fine.
free. Okay. All right, my dear. Are we gonna be creating the account under your name or under Amber's?
So
But
I
with
had
both
one
of you
more
listed?
question for
Yeah.
you.
Yeah, go for it.
I'm sorry. I'm
It's
not trying
okay.
to be difficult
No,
'cause we
it's
really
okay.
want to do this. We really do, but I just want to see if there's one more option.
Okay.
So my last option, is there any way we can pay some down now and then some down in a few weeks?
Yeah, I really wish we could do that, but they don't give those options to split like a payment in two like that. I had someone ask me that some months back. They were kind of in a really bad spot, but unfortunately, they don't. So I wish I could say yes, but yeah, that wouldn't be the case.
Okay, so we would be stuck at 250 then.
Yeah, you would have to pay the 249. That is correct.
You said 250 or 229?
No, it's 249.
Oh,
249.
249.
Yeah,
Okay.
249. Yeah.
Okay, all right, I'm just trying to make sure that I have the money for that.
Yeah, no worries. So yeah, I mean, check, do whatever you gotta do. You know what I mean? If it's not something you can do, 'cause listen, at the end of the day, I wanna be very transparent, you know? I'm not trying to generate another bill for you guys. I'm not trying to make you use the last
No,
of your
I
money,
know.
right? You know what I mean? It's gotta make sense for you guys too, you know?
I mean, it does, and it's good. It's just 'cause I'm gonna be using my credit card to pay it, so I
Yeah.
wanna make sure that I can pay that off and not
I want to
be
hear you
stuck with
because
that.
I released the Home Depot card to my husband after we paid it off, and he's like, hey, I'm going to Home Depot. Can I? Well, that's fine. You can use the card. And then I'm like, this guy, I swear. And then he turns around and I'm like, he's I'm going to Home Depot again. I say, hey, wait a minute. What is the bill now? Because I'm trying to pay it off when I get paid next week. So
Yeah.
like, I'm not trying to pay off $300. You know what I mean? It was
Well,
shot. Like,
yeah,
you know?
that's the thing, 'cause
Yeah.
we're already paying 280 for the Angie's, which
Right.
whatever. And then the 249, which is fine with you guys. I don't have a problem. I just
But it's
wanted
like you want to pay it off, right? So you're not
Yes.
incurring that financial charge, you know?
Exactly.
The interest rate, should we say.
I don't
Yeah.
even know if you could even do like a little lower than that even. I don't know.
I'm going to tell you, so I would have to ask my manager. So here's the thing. We have a local only package, right? The reason why I didn't offer you the local only package is because one, it's going to give you like the super basic. Basically, it's no Facebook marketing at all. It's just a local listing first page. Okay. The directory submission, the website and the mobile platform, and it's only going to get you found up to 10 miles from your home base, okay, where you're verified. So I don't offer that one because if you're really trying to target outside of 10 miles, you've got to have some type of ad campaign, whether it be Google or Facebook, and I always recommend Facebook because they're not as expensive. You could start with the $199 package, but I need to be very clear. It's not going to give you the quick results as if you were having ad campaigns running. So you just got to know that. And you're
Okay.
only targeting within 10 miles, but you're looking at $199. So it's really, I'm going to say, Ashley, it's $50 difference. I know sometimes $50 can go a long ways. It even does for me at times. You know what I mean? And I say that because like, I'm basically, not in a bad way, but my husband does dialysis. I'm the breadwinner. He gets, you know, his state disability, but that doesn't even do it. You know what I mean? So it's like, I gotta watch my dollars too, you know? So sometimes that's why I say $50 can go a long ways, right? It is an option, but again, I mean, I'd have to get approval on that one.
It doesn't sound like the best option either.
I'm going to be honest.
It's only
here's the thing, honey. I want to offer you guys something that's going to give you a better return, right, on what you're investing. I feel me personally, if the 249, is, if that's going to break you and you need to wait, then you wait, right? Because offering you the 199, I'm like saying, yeah, let me just close the deal. And I'm not trying to do that. I want you to get something that's going to make back what you're investing with us, and that's going to give you the results that you need so that you continue a long-term relationship with us, right? Not that
right.
I'm signing you up on a 199 package because, you know, we're looking at just cost, right? I'm taking that into consideration too, but I'm also like, I feel like I would be doing you a disservice if I offered you that, because I'm taking away ad campaigns, which are really going to help get you that online presence even sooner as well. So if, again, if that means that you have to wait, then you have to wait. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because right now, what you're relying on is what Angie's is bringing you, right? And whatever you bring in on your own. So Angie's, regardless, is going to take their money, whether you're getting jobs or not, whether you're turning those leads into jobs, regardless, right?
Right.
They're not going to budge. But you're talking about that you've limited yourself to just one platform. But when you look at the platforms that we're offering, I mean, yeah, it's still lower cost than what you're paying Angie's, right? And the goal is eventually, when you start seeing the revenue that you guys are making off of by having that placement on Google, I'm going to tell you, you're going to get to a point where you don't even need Angie's anymore. You're done with
them. I know. That's kind of the point.
You know what I mean? So, and I'll tell you, it's happened with a lot of our clients that have used Angie's in the past. When they found what they were making by being listed on Google and the calls that they were generating, eventually they dropped Angie's, because why would they need them if they were getting enough business off of being listed on Google and with the other directory submissions that we did?
Right.
But I don't want to put you in a bad position either.
No, I'm saying if we drop them right now, we have to pay them $3,000-something.
Yeah, because they got you on a contract. Do you see what I'm saying? That's one thing,
yep.
Number one, I'm going to tell you, with anybody, anyone who's trying to make you sign a contract, I would just be kind of like, like a verbal agreement and it's a 2-month, that to me is fair. But when you're talking, someone's telling you, you got to sign a 6-month contract, a year contract. Well, first and foremost, if it's not working for me, I want out. But I got to pay you. Even if it's not working. And that's
yeah,
when
I
they
know.
Get
that's why
everybody.
I messed up with Andy's.
Well, and you know, and I don't say it to make you feel bad, right? I'm saying shame on them on their part.
It's true.
You know? Shame on them on their part, because they're not always completely honest about how it all operates. You know what I mean? And I do not want you guys in debt with a $3,000 bill. That absolutely not. You know what I mean?
No, I get it. I mean,
but again, I don't want to say that there's not that. I don't want to say that there's not that option, but it is just a $50 difference, right? I'll give you an example. We just went and got new phones, right? We went to Verizon, my husband and I, on Saturday. He needed a new phone. I had the 8 Plus. Okay, my phone is like dinosaur iPhone. And his phone, like, he was like, I'm so tired of my phone butt dialing people, and I'm not even on it, right? His phone was just acting wacky. We've done the resets, everything. We go into the Verizon store. He gets the 16 Max Pro, okay? Of course, he has to have the top of the line. So it's going to increase my phone bill by $18. And so I asked the girl, if I upgraded to the one that's below my husband's, right, which is, I can't remember, I think it's the 16 plus, I said, what am I looking at? She goes, well, yeah, you're right, it's cheaper, but Miss Medina, it's a $5 difference. So you're getting a lot, you're missing out on a lot of features and megabytes to have the savings of $5. Honestly, paying the $5 more is going to give you all the bells and whistles, right? And I'm looking at her, and I just kind of had to sit and think about it because I'm like, she's right.
I'm saving five.
You know what I mean? I'm like, I'm looking, and it's kind of, it was like, for me, it was kind of like a no-brainer, but I'm like, you know, I'm thinking, listen, this phone bill is going to increase by $40, right? Like, I'm not trying to do that, but in a sense, it's really only saving me $5, and I'm missing out on all these features. So I'm just like, you know what? Fine. My husband's all, you deserve it. You deserve it. My sister-in-law is messaging me. Get the phone. You deserve it. You know what I mean? And so I got the phone, and then I told the girl, like, well, what other promos do I get? Because I know Verizon does certain promos. She goes, well, because you guys have been with us for so long, we're actually, your phone bill is only going to increase by $23 with both of you upgrading with the 16 Max Pro. I'm like, you know what? Just do it. Come on. Before I have buyer's remorse, you know?
No, I get it.
Because I always put myself on the back burner. You know what I mean?
Right. So basically, we could do the 200, but we're missing out on a few things that really
you're missing
could
out
help.
On the Facebook ad campaigns, which is really, I'm gonna be honest, because remember, when we're looking at the timeline, the only thing that's gonna be going up sooner than you having the first page placement is gonna be the directory submission, right? When we're doing Facebook ads though, those are up within 7 to 14 days. And with the Facebook ads, how those will work, if I'm on Google and I'm looking for someone who does house cleaning, but I'm on Google looking house cleaners, right? I don't call you. I perform the search on Google, but now I'm on my Facebook page and I'm just doing a post on my granddaughter's birthday. All of a sudden, your Facebook ad for house cleaning is going to appear on my page. It's what we call retargeting. So even if they didn't find you on Google, but they perform that search for your services and they're on their Facebook page and we're targeting within their area that they're in, they're going to see your ad appear, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's how they work. So it's that constant reminder, you were looking for this service, here's a company that offers it. Like I said, you could start with the $199 and you can always upgrade to the next package. Like, you could upgrade to Facebook ads, but at the time when you upgrade, what will happen is it's adding an additional $100. So instead of you having paid $249 now, with you signing up at the $199, you upgrade later on. You say, hey, go ahead and now upgrade me with Facebook ads. It's going to be $299. It's an option for you, right? But I just kind of want to just let you know how it works because you're not coming in at the $249 rate. You came in at the $199 rate for the local only package. And so that $299, okay, $100 of it goes to the Facebook ads. When I'm offering you the $249 today, $100 is going to your Facebook ads. We're just applying $149 to the local SEO. But if you're coming in with local SEO only, that by itself is $199. That's the promotional rate. They don't give it at $149 by itself. Yeah. So I want to be upfront with you because I say this because if you did the $199, right, the local SEO is what we call it, okay, you're still going to have the website and the directory submission. But let's say 5 months down the road, you tell the team, hey, I need you guys to, I want to add Facebook ads now. They're going to tell you it's $100 more for Facebook ads because Facebook ads is a minimum $100. If you were coming in with that package today, that's why it's $249. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. So basically, I'm getting a promotion.
Yes. But even though it's a promotional deal, that price, the $249, doesn't change on you. Whether you were with us 6 months or even if you were with us for 6 years, it's still the same rate.
You know, you and this sales pitch.
What do you mean?
It's a good thing, I'm saying.
Oh. Listen, I'm going to be super honest with you, Ashley. I'm not really trying to, like, sales pitch you. I'm really not, because if that was the case, I'll tell you right now, I would have told you, let's do the $199. I want to have a long-term relationship with you here with our company, and the way that that's going to happen is if you're getting results, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you're not getting results, you're going to quit. You know what I mean? So if like I said, if this is not a good time for you, I understand. If you need to wait, then you wait. I'm not telling you, yeah, put it on your card, and if you don't have it to pay it off, well, that's your problem. You know what I mean? I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to, and I'm that way too. I don't like interest rates. You know what I mean? Especially because some of my interest rates are high. A girl, I am like 27% right now on some of them. They keep trying to send me cards, and they're like, oh, listen, like I told my husband, when you purchase something with that credit card for $20, I put it to him like this, which I put more sauce on the taco, but I tell him, you purchase that for $20, but in the long run, it's actually costing us $35.
Yeah.
Because of the finance charge on it, the interest rate.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So if you could pay cash, pay cash. And if you can't, then we wait, you know, is what I tell him. So I try to pay off the cards, like, as soon as I can. And even, like, the ones that you get, you know how you get those ones with zero interest? I'm mm-hmm. like, no. I need to pay it off because I don't want to get caught last minute that I didn't pay it off and it's going to go back from the very back. You know what I mean?
Well,
so,
and that's the thing I'm thinking about too is long run. Like, yes, I can pay this now, but then when these leads start coming in, I can just pay them off the way I need to pay them off.
Right.
You know, that's what I'm trying to... Not trying to. That's what I'm thinking about is, okay, well, I spend it now, but I could honestly just get the money back. So,
have you gotten any leads today from Angie's?
No. Not any good ones anyway. I think there was a lady that called me, but she said, well, can you do my duplex for $40? No.
Yeah.
I was like, I can do it for $100. Well,
yeah.
I can't afford that. No, and I can't afford that either.
Yeah, that's crazy. And that's without even knowing what it looks like. You know what I mean?
Yeah, she kept emphasizing, well, I don't have furniture, it's just cleaning it up, and it can be a reoccurrent. It's still a no, because I'm not, that's a waste of my time and money, and this is my company.
Yeah, your gas, your money, your scheduling, you know what I mean? So, like, everything's got to make sense, you know? How much profit would you even make off of the $40? None. You'd probably
Nothing.
Be in the red. You'd probably be in the red, in the negative.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if you think that this is going to work, we'll try it.
I really do. But again, I mean, it's like we said, and I'm going to go back to our timeline. I just want to be transparent. It's just not going to happen overnight. It's not.
Well, I know that.
You know, and I just really, really, really want you to, you know, again, Ashley, if you have to do the $199 to save you that little bit, then do it. You know what I mean? Who knows? The $199 package might work for you. It might be the better fit. We don't know. But you also got to come into it knowing that, okay, I'm getting the super
basic. Yeah, but then it's not worth
it
because I can
no.
come back and then I'm spending more.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. And here's the thing, Ashley. Let's just say, right, it got to be too overwhelming for you, right? You're like, because no matter what, you got to pay Angie's. You're stuck on a contract with them. At least you know with us, you call 3 business days before, you say cancel it. We part as friends. Your information isn't going to disappear. The Google business profile, that won't go away. It'll still be visible. And if you want just the website to be visible, like optimized, it's $49 a month, or you could just say, I don't want the website either. That's totally up to you. You know what I mean? We're not going to tell you, oh, no, you're committed, and no matter what, you got to pay that. No. That's why I'm very, very specific. You call 3 business days before that billing is due and you say, cancel it. And we part as friends.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, let's try this.
Okay. What's the best email for you, hun? This is where I'm going to send everything to you in writing, like as far as what's included in the package, it being $249. So okay. It's an email that won't be visible to anybody. It's just for our back office.
No, you're fine. V as in Vmeyer or Victor.
Okay.
E-H-M-E-I-E-R.
Okay.
A-S-H.
A-S-H?
L-E-Y.
Okay.
Actually, do you just want our company email?
I'm going to tell you it's an email that you frequently check because this is where I'm going to send your receipt and any correspondence from us.
Let's do our company one.
Okay. And what's that
way? Me and Amber can both see it and it's not just in my email.
Oh, yeah. Perfect. Okay. Let's do that then. What's the company email?
A and A.
The word and?
So A and then and, the word and A.
Uh-huh.
Cleaning. 815@yahoo.com.
Okay. All right. I'm going to be sending you these 2 emails right now. They're coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. So the first one is going to say Google and Facebook marketing. It's going to show you that the price is the $249 a month, and that's month to month for the platinum package, okay? And everything that we're including in that package. The second one is going to be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. Now that one is going to give you an overview of our reporting system. So that way you know how to track your results with us, like what it looks like. It's a real simple tracking system. You can view the calls that you're getting, how many times you came up in the search results, where they performed the location of the search. So I sent you that example. And then on your phone right now, I'm going to send you the number to our customer service department. So here within our company, you're going to have a team that's dedicated to your account. Anytime you have an update, you have a change, you have a question, you have a concern, you're going to contact our customer service department, and we are always here Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You're actually 2 hours ahead of me. So we are always here for you, okay, 9 to 6, Monday through Friday. All right, so let me send you that text, and when you get the text, give me 1 second here. I want you to open it up because I'm going to show you something on there. I'm going to ask you to save our phone number in your contacts under Local Splash, so this way you never, ever lose our phone number, okay?
Okay.
So I just sent you the text right now, and it'll come through.
Would I still be able to contact you?
So I'm considered the lead on the account. I mean, I'm always available. The only thing is that once the team takes over, because we do everything in-house, we don't outsource any of our stuff. So when the team takes over, when you have updates or changes and stuff like that, they handle it because they're the ones managing your account. But I will say this, like let's say, Ashley, it's like an emergency, right? Like you can't wait to speak to someone. Okay, you have to talk to someone now. You can call me. The only thing is that I can't make the change. The only thing that I can do is take down the notes, what's going on, and send them the message so that way someone can contact you as soon as they can. So I'm not going to say you can't call me. You know what I mean? I just can't make the change once they take over. But you're welcome to call me as long as you know that I would have to send them the message to handle it. I've had, you know, a couple of times in the past where someone's called me, like I had one guy, he accidentally posted a pictures of his nieces. They went going shopping for 4-wheelers. And it was 2 little girls were sitting on the bike, and he accidentally posted the picture, and he called me in a panic. Nadine, oh, my God, I can't wait for customer service right now. Is there any way that you could please help me get this photo off? I'm all, hold on. So I got on the chat with the team and I'm like, listen, I need someone to get on this right away. He accidentally posted his niece's pictures, you know, with them on a bike. He doesn't know how to remove the photo. He doesn't even know how he posted it. Can someone help me? And they like got on it right away. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So it's not a change that I could have done, but they were able to assist us to get it done, you know?
Okay.
Okay. Now, in that text message that I sent you, I already included your username and your password. So your username, Ashley, is your phone number. No dashes, no one before the area code, just a straight phone number. Your password is all lowercase, one word, the number 4, and then friends. Do you see that there?
Yep.
Perfect. Okay. All right. So let's see here. Now, I'm going to do this. So I want to add, let's see. We're going to add Amber on here too, right? As an authorized user on the account. What is Amber's last name?
Holt, H-O-L-T.
Okay. And what's her phone number? So, like, let's say if we couldn't get in contact with you and we had an update, are you okay with us calling her as well?
Yeah.
Okay. What's her number?
Hold on just a second for me.
No worries.
815.
Okay.
323.
Uh-huh.
9193.
Okay, perfect. So that way I have her notated on here, and she is partner. Okay. And Ashley, what's your last name?
Mine is V as in Victor.
Uh-huh.
E-H-M-E-I-E-O.
Uh-huh. Okay. And the phone number, the primary phone number is going to be the 815-298-0859, your number? Okay. Now, like on the website and wherever else where we could list two phone numbers, do you want us to include your sister's as a secondary phone number?
Yes,
or just
please.
Leave it as yours? Okay, so we'll put hers too. Okay. Now, I currently see your company name showing, like on Angie's, it shows as capital A, ampersand, capital A, and it's like it's one word, right? And then it says cleaning. Is that how it should read?
Yes, please.
Okay. All right. So let me do this. Okay. I don't know why I feel like I better not be allergies starting because that's not the business. I feel like I'm getting the stuffy, like the stuffiness. Okay. Bless you. And as soon as I say that, you sneeze. No, just wait.
Right?
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Now, I did see that there's an address, and I don't know if this is, like, your home address.
That's
it's
Amber's
an address that's
address.
Showing. Okay.
That's Amber's because I didn't want to put mine down.
Okay. So you want – so you're okay with us verifying at Amber's address, right? The address is going to be hidden. Because Google doesn't want that address to show up anywhere at all. So.
Yeah, I don't want that.
Okay, honey. We're going to pin verify you at the 621 10th Street, Rockford, Illinois, 61104, right?
Correct.
Okay. And the address will be hidden just so Amber knows it won't show anywhere on Google because it's a home office. Okay. All right. Let's see. No apartment number or anything like that, right? No unit number or anything?
I think it's apartment 1. I'm not sure.
Are you able to verify that with her?
Yeah, hold on a second.
Okay.
Might take a minute, so
it's okay, honey. Yeah, we can keep going and then we'll come back to that. The card that you're using, Ashley, is it in your name, the business name, or in both?
It's in mine.
And how does it read? Just your first and last name, or is there a middle initial?
Yep. No, just my first and last name.
And what's the billing address for that card?
6404.
Mm-hmm.
First Street.
Okay.
Love Park, Illinois.
Okay.
61111.
Love Park is two words?
Yes.
61111?
Yes.
Okay. And first, do they spell it just with the one S-T?
Yes.
Okay. And is it a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
MasterCard.
And the card number when you're ready?
5178-0576-4735-1712.
Expiration month and year?
0429.
04 of 29. And the CVV code on the back?
733.
I'm going to put a security question on your account here with us. And listen, you can choose that it be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name.
The city I was born in.
What city was that, hon?
Rockford.
Rockford. Okay. So before I process your payment, I'm walking you through what's called a 90-second voice verification recording. And it is because I have you at a discounted pricing program. We don't typically advertise. Now, what it's going to do is just going to outline the service agreement. It's going to say the billing date, the amount, that it's a two-month verbal agreement. Remember, I'm asking you just stick it out 2 months, okay? But you're paying monthly. And I'll give the date of when your second payment is and the amount. I'm also going to state as well that if you need to cancel the account or pause it, just make sure you call 3 business days before the billing is due, and we part as friends. There's no cancellation fee, okay?
Okay.
When I'm walking you through it, Ashley, if there is anything at all that you don't understand, I want you to stop me and say, what does that mean? So this way I can review it with you and then rephrase it. I want to make sure that you have a very clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Sound good?
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good.
So I'm going to turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and to outline our service agreement with Local Splash. It is an added form of protection for you as well. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
A&A Cleaning.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Ashley V. Meyer, co-owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Now, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
And sometimes you're in the middle of a job, you can't just pick up the call. All we ask is that you respond to us within 24 business hours. I also want you to be aware that you could possibly get a call from a third-party vendor that is not related to Local Splash, like another company, right, that's trying to sell you other marketing, but they aren't associated with us. We're never going to ask you for more than the $249 a month. I do want you to get into the habit of always asking, what's my security question, because that's how you're going to identify if it's us calling you or not. If someone hangs up on you when you ask that, then you know for a fact it wasn't us calling. If they refuse to answer what your security question is, hang up on them. It's not us calling. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yeah.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is March 18th, 2025, in the non-refundable amount of $249. Now, Ashley, this is a two-month verbal agreement. So what that means is that your second payment will be charged, okay, on April 18th, 2025, in the discounted amount of $249. Now, once your term is completed, the agreement will automatically renew each month on the 18th day in the discounted amount of $249. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support, and that is the number that I asked you to save in the text message I sent you. You're going to save that number under Local Splash. That number, again, is 877-635-6225. Now, if you choose to pause or cancel the account, Ashley, all we ask is that you contact us at least 3 business days before your next billing is due, so that way you don't incur the charge. So you already know I got to call 3 business days before the 18th, so that way I don't get charged on the 18th. Okay?
Sure.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to be updating your package. I'm going to process the payment in a couple of minutes. You're going to get this receipt sent both to you via text and email. Okay? And then we'll go over it. Now, the next order of business is I want to schedule your client interview for tomorrow. We're going to block out an hour. The appointment takes about 30 to 40 minutes or maybe a little bit longer. It just depends on how many questions or details you have. So I want to schedule it at a time that's convenient for you. How does your schedule look for tomorrow? Like, are you pretty open?
I have a busy morning,
okay.
And then I have one meeting in the afternoon, from 12 to 1. So after that, I'm fine up until about 5.
Up until about 5. Okay, so let me tell you what I got tomorrow. And whatever time I give you tomorrow would be in your time zone. So I have a 3 to 4 or 4 to 5. Now, if it's a 4 to 5, I'm going to tell you right now, we're going to call you closer, okay, to 4 o'clock. So do you want the 3 to 4 better? Would that work?
Please.
Okay, let's do that. I'm going to send you a calendar invite letting you know that we're going to be calling you between 3 and 4 o'clock your time. Now, we'll be calling you, Ashley, from an 877 number. So I just need you to answer all calls within that hour. If for some reason we called you, right, let's say you're in the middle of something, you need 5 or you need 10 more minutes, all you have to do is pick up the call and just say, hey, can you guys call me right back? We'll call you right back, okay? I just don't want you to miss this appointment. I'll also send you, in case if it slips your mind, because I don't know me, I have short-term memory sometimes, I'll forget something, but I'm going to send you a reminder an hour before your interview just in case you forget, letting you know that we'll be calling you within the next hour. Now, if I'm not in a meeting, okay, or on another call, when it's time to call you for your client interview, if I'm available, I'm going to be the one to call you to introduce you to that technician. Otherwise, if I'm not available, they're just going to call you directly. They're not going to wait for me, okay, because they want to get it done as quickly as possible for you too. So let me send you this calendar invite, and then we'll go over a few notes, and then we'll be all set. Let me see. Okay, ANACleaning815@yahoo.com. Okay, got it there. Okay, perfect. Okay, so when it comes to the cleaning services, both residential and commercial, or do you have a preference?
Just residential.
Just residential. Do you do post-construction cleanups or no?
No.
Okay.
So I'm looking at the agreement on here on the computer.
Uh-huh.
It's not letting me sign.
Okay, honey. Give me 1 second. Whoa, you are like one step ahead of me, girl.
I tend to do that. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I just...
No, you don't have
I
to.
I just
sorry.
Get myself
don't you apologize.
All...
No, you're good. You're good. Okay, so you went to the click here to accept the subscription terms, right? Then it took you to the page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience at the very top, right? You're on that one?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you see where it says mobile phone?
Yeah.
Okay. Your phone number is in that box, right?
Correct.
Okay. Did you click in the three boxes? The first box says that you received, you agree to receive SMS messages, which are text messages, right?
Yeah.
You're going to click in the box. The next box says that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the credit card. Your information is true and correct. And then the other box says that you acknowledge that it's a reoccurring automatic charge, right? You clicked on that too, correct?
I don't have that.
It doesn't have it? Okay, hold on, because I know it had it before, and now it doesn't have it. Stand by. Let me see. Let me go to it. So it's just the two boxes, right?
Two boxes, and then it says sign, and I will go to sign and confirm signature, and it won't let me.
Okay, did you sign your name exactly as it reads there with a space in between Ashley and then your last name?
Yeah.
I don't want to mess up your last name. Okay. And you clicked on confirm signature?
Yep.
And what's it giving you, hon? What's it telling you?
It says connect your business or connect your Google business profile.
Oh, I think you already did it, sweetheart. Hold on. Stand by. Let me go back. I think you already, is it asking you to put a username and password? Oh, you already did it. You're done. You're done with the receipt. Okay. Did it ask you for a username and password and you put that in?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you don't need to do anything else. So that's where you go in and track your results with us. So the technician right now, you're going to see that because they're going to be working on it. So I suggest, Ashley, in 5 to 7 days, go back in there so you can start tracking your results. Good for you. You already got in it. Sweet. I was going to walk you through it. Thank you so much for making my job easier.
I'm pretty savvy, so.
Thank you, hon. You know what? I don't doubt it. Like, I've had some where it's like, oh, my gosh, it's so hard to, like, explain to them, no, you need to go here, and then they jump ahead, and I'm like, no, hold on, go back, you know? And they're like, I don't know where I'm at. I'm like, okay, we're going to take this one step at a time. We're going to go back out of everything, and we're going to start over, you know? So
no,
you make it easier for me. Thank you.
I'm so glad.
You're amazing.
Lord.
Now, okay, so I'm putting Airbnb cleaning too. Hold on. I know Tara put some other stuff on here that I wanted to grab. And I know that she did that. Deep cleaning, move in and move out, right? Airbnb.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to put those. Awesome. Now, if you ever start doing commercial cleaning, you let us know. Okay, so that way we can add it in there.
I don't want to go that far.
No? You won't even do churches? Are they really?
I mean, I'm just saying, like, I just don't want to do commercial right now. I have a 5-month-old. I have other things going on. I don't need to do a commercial building. I want to go in, get it done, but out.
Yeah, in and out, that's it. Okay, perfect. And then let's see here. Now, it's not a requirement. I just ask out of habit. Are you licensed and insured or in the process?
I am not in the process either, and no.
Okay. Do you ever plan on in the future? Maybe?
Possibly.
Or even the LLC?
See what happens.
Okay.
We'll see what happens.
All right. Now, when it comes to the Facebook business page that we're going to create, Ashley, you at least have a personal page, right?
For a Facebook?
Yeah.
I do. I can't log into it right now. I'm having issues with it. So.
Are you? Okay. Are you just under your first and last name?
Yeah.
Okay, let me see if I can find you. Because what we're going to do is we're going to create your business page through your personal Facebook. No one's going to see your Facebook page, your personal page. It's just how they're created. So this way you have access to it and ownership to the business one. Okay. That's how they create all of them.
I might have to create a new Facebook because, like I said, I'm not being able to log into it.
Okay. So if you're going to create a new one, then I would say, yeah, because I'm not even finding you. That's so weird. Yeah, you might, like, if you create a new one, then we just need the link. So I'll let the team know that you're not able. Oh, wait a minute. I think I found you. Does your profile picture, it's a picture of you, but the background is like the beach, an island?
Yes, because I'm a travel agent.
I see it. Okay, perfect. I found you. Yay. Oh, my gosh. You're so young.
I'm 26. You look like, I'll be 27.
Oh, girl, you're still a baby. My kids are that age.
I don't feel like I am.
Oh. What a blessing. And you are like so, oh my gosh, you are like a hustler, huh? Good for you.
Oh my gosh. I'm doing this all for my family and for my son. I want something to call.
To have more. Yeah.
And say, absolutely. I have this. And I gave my son a life that he doesn't have to run away from.
That's good. You know what, Ashley? I'm going to tell you something. You have a really good head on your shoulders. You know what I mean? Not too many people your age, I have to say, you know, my girls had kids at a very young age. My oldest one seems to struggle with the whole, like, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's because of her issues from the past or whatever, you know, with her dad and just him not being around. But I'm just like, you know, you got to want more. Like, your kids are getting older. Like, you got to think, and I tell my kids this, one day I won't be here. What are you going to do to survive? I mean, yes, number one, we rely on God, right? We're believers, and we rely on God. But you also have to do for yourself. Like, nothing's handed to you. Either work harder or work smarter. What do you want? But, you know,
well,
what do I know?
That's the thing.
Just have this gray hair for no reason.
Right? I'm not going to lie. I learned when I have my son, I have to grow up. I have to not rely on, I mean, I rely on my fiance, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But, like, I need to rely on myself and show my son that he doesn't need to rely on others. He needs to rely on himself as well.
Good for you. Yeah.
So I went through a lot in life, and I want everything to be peaceful and not so, like, I'm drowning, because I've drowned in money, like, my whole life, and my grandma was the one to always have my back. Well, my grandma's older now, so I can't just go to her.
Yeah.
So, and I don't want to. I want to be able to say I've got this.
Yeah, good for you. But it's okay if you have to lean on family for a little bit. You know what I mean? There's nothing wrong with that. If you're in a spot and you need help, you know what I mean? But for the most part, you're doing it. So, good job. You should be proud of yourself. Aw.
Thank you for that. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. You know what? Hey, sometimes we need that little bit of boost, right? And that acknowledgement.
I tell you, sometimes when somebody looks at you and says, I'm proud of you, it just, wow.
Oh, yeah. I tell my kids, even for the smallest things that they do, I'm like, I'm proud of you. Good job, kiddo. And they're like, oh. Because, you know, they get used to hearing the, what are you doing? Why aren't you doing it like this? Why are you doing, you know what I mean? And my husband reminds me, like, Nadine, you gotta kind of give them a little bit of praise, honey.
My parents are not like that. My parents just started telling me that they're a little proud of me here and there. And I'm like, can you stop being nice? Because
isn't normal. You're like, this isn't normal. Who are you? Where's
like,
my
you
mom? Where's my dad?
Me, like, I'm doing stuff wrong. Like, what is wrong with you?
It's sometimes a learned behavior. My mom was like that with me. So I used to swear, I will never be like my mother. I will never say, and I find myself. And that's when my husband's like, you're acting like your mom again.
Oh my God.
Now, Ashley, I know you have some pictures, right, that you've taken of some of the work that you've done. Do you have a business logo by chance?
I have one I have one on my phone you can use.
Okay. Or we can make you one if you want. It doesn't cost you more, or we can use the one that you have. Either way.
I really don't care. I mean, it's not like...
Okay.
If you have one, that's fine.
I'll let them know that you have a business logo, but if at any point you want to change your logo, like you want to see what we come up with, you can always let us know and we can try to come up with something different. But if you have one, we'll use the one that you have. Not a big deal. Okay?
Okay.
And then I put you down to cover a 30-mile radius, right? Is that okay for you? 30
that's
miles?
Fine.
And when we communicate, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What's your preference?
Do phone and text.
Phone and text. And then what are your hours of operation? Are you like a Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
So right now we're doing Tuesday through Thursday.
Tuesday, perfect. Let me do this. What times, honey?
8 to 2.
8 to 2. Good hours.
Well, we also work nights. So.
Yeah. Well, you know. Girl, you don't stop, do you?
No, I don't.
Oh, my gosh. And what payments do you take? Do you do, like, cash, check, Zelle, Venmo, Cash App?
So cash, check, I can take Zelle, I can take Cash App.
Okay.
I can also do Square.
Oh, good. So the credit debit. Awesome.
Yeah.
So you know how, like, you have invoices, right, that you typically do? Okay. So you can create just like a blank invoice or an invoice, but not with your client's information on it, and you can send that to us in part of the verification.
I already have
remember
one I can
you?
Send.
Beautiful. You're amazing. Thank you so much. This is going to be good. This is going to be really good. You're just, like, on top of it. You know, sometimes it's like pulling teeth when we got to get stuff from people.
Anytime,
I'm not going to lie.
Man. I've always, well, and here's the thing too. I need my own business right now because of my little one.
Yeah.
Because my fiance works 10 hours a day. Who's going
right.
to be there for my kid if I need to go pick him up at work or school, or if
yeah.
he's sick one day, I can't work. He has to be home.
Yes.
So that's why.
That is so smart of you. So smart of you. You have to.
Yes.
You have to, because sometimes it's like
be
this
at least
is...
one parent that does the other
yeah.
stuff.
No, it's true. Like my sister-in-law, she's a stay-at-home mom, and she helps at my brother-in-law's shop because they own their own mechanic shop.
Mm-hmm.
But she's like, man, I got to pick up the kids. I got to go here. I got to go there. I got one in one high school. I got one at a different high school. This one's got cheerleading. This one's got baseball. Oh, my gosh, this one's got to get his braces off. It's like... You know, if my brother-in-law did it, like, it's crazy. When I was in the hospital, I had a heart attack in December. She literally told my brother-in-law, I need to be there. I need to be there. My brother needs my help. Nadine needs my help. You got to manage the kids right now. He's like, okay. So he had to leave the shop early. He's like, oh, my God, who am I picking up next? Like, he was like, I don't know how you do it.
That's how my fiance looks at me. Like, I keep everything together. I make sure the bills are paid. I make sure everything is in order. I just give him a chore list for the end of the day. I said, you just need to do this, and then we're good.
Yeah, and it's funny because she was like, hold on. She's all, Dan, you're going to pick up this kid at 2 o'clock. You're going to drop him off here. Then you're going to pick up Victoria at this time. And then you're going to drop her off here. I need you to do this. And I need you to do that. And listen, this client's got to pay. They haven't paid their bill in 30 days. We need their money. And it's hilarious. And he's just like, he was exhausted. He's like, this is harder work than working on the cars.
You're being a mama.
And I couldn't stop laughing. She's like, oh my gosh. So she goes, I don't even care what my house looks like because I'm sure it's probably a disaster because I haven't really been home for 3 days because
right?
I've been here with you. But, you know, yeah.
It's
good for you.
Mama, it really is.
Make your own hours. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, honey, if you look, we already sent you the list of the items that we need pictures of, okay? It's the one that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification, okay?
Okay.
Now, remember I told you some of those you won't have, and that's okay. Just send us what you can. So just a reminder tomorrow that we'll be calling you between 2 and 3 o'clock your time, and it'll be from the 877 number. I'm going to really do my best, Ashley, to be available for that call. Because I would love to do the introduction with you and the technician, okay? Because you and I have built a really good rapport, and I would love to do that introduction. So I am going to do my best to be available at that time when it's time to call you, okay?
Okay.
So I
did not get the email of what you need. Yeah.
Let me send it again to you, because it would have been the very last one, but let me resend it, because I know you've been getting a lot of them, so it's probably, like, buried. Let me see here. All right, I just resent it. Let's give it a couple seconds. And you might have gotten it through the text, too, because it should send it to both. Make sure I have Amber's number on here, too, to call her if you're not available, in case they got to get in touch with someone for any reason. Here it is. Did it come through? Do you want to read off the ones that you have?
Okay, so business profile verification. Google may require additional information. Please check the email we've sent for more information. Hold on. It says new advanced report.
What's it saying?
Check to see how your business appears online through web listing scan.
No, not that one.
We specialize in helping small businesses. We do this creating listings of Google, Bing, and Facebook.
No, it's not that one. It should be the one that says, hello, Ashley. To get your Google business profile verified, Google needs the below mentioned information to proceed further. Kindly help us with pictures of the details mentioned below.
Got it.
Got it? Okay, perfect. I knew it was probably just going to take a little bit. But you would find it.
Okay, so we don't have a license and we don't insurance.
That's okay. Remember I told you some of those. Beautiful. So once you get the business card, send us a picture of that. You have the invoice, right? You have like the tools, equipment. I say tools, but you know what I mean. Like the cleaning supplies, you know, the stuff that you use to clean. Send us a picture of that, okay? So just send us what you can off that list, and what you don't have, don't worry about it. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, I'd like to congratulate you and welcome you to our local Splash family. I'm super excited for you. Okay. So listen, you enjoy the rest of your evening and we will talk tomorrow. Okay.
All right. Sounds good.
All right, honey. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Take care.
You too.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.